Pause recording.
Hello, Audio Boo. This is Juanita, a.k.a. her underscore Juanita, which you guys probably already know, so I shouldn't have to say it. there's people that don't follow me that might come across my boo, but whatever. Anyways, I am at Chipotle, and I'm with Eric. Say hi, Eric. Oh, I have my Bluetooth. My thing. You're like, what am I saying hi to?
Hey, hello, listeners.
Listener. And then across from me is Paulina.
Hello, everyone.
I don't know if you guys can hear her. She's kind of quiet. Because generally she's loud. And that's Shadow underscore Sun. And Eric is Zerok.
Not Xerox.
Weirdos. Okay. So, generally, my phone's on the table. So, generally things happen to Paulina, like crazy things, while we're traveling. But today, it was my turn. And I have to audio boo about this because it really, really annoyed me. And for something to annoy me, it takes a lot. And Paulina knows that because she gets annoyed easily and I don't.
Hey, well, you know what? It takes a strong person to admit that, and I firmly say that I admit it.
So, let me rant about my experience for a little bit. So, I was waiting for the bus, which generally, because there's not a lot of traffic, and these buses don't get as packed as they do, like, out in L.A., the buses are, for the most part, on time. They're generally about a minute or two late. They're never 10 minutes late. So, today the bus was 10 minutes late, and I was like, wow, this is really weird. The bus, did I miss it? Or what happened? So finally the bus shows up, and this is where my little experience started. The bus shows up, and it stops at the bus stop, and the door's open, and I'm about to get on. And I didn't tell you guys this part, but I'm about to get on. And then this lady yells, "Stop!" And I'm just like, what? What's going on? And they close the doors up really fast again. And I'm like, alrighty then. So then the doors open again. And they kneel the bus. Which annoys the heck out of me because, for one thing, it hurts my ears. And secondly, I am blind, not physically impaired, which I'm not bashing on anybody who is. But I'm pretty capable of taking a step up into the bus. And so they kneel the bus, and I'm just like, okay, whatever. I make this face like, you really didn't have to do that. That was not necessary, but whatever. So I get on the bus. I buy my day pass. And the driver was really nice. I was like, okay, you know, this is a cool driver, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out that this driver, it's his first time driving the bus because he's getting trained. And he had a trainer with him, and the trainer was a woman. So when I went to sit down, she was like, oh, your dog is really good, blah, blah, blah. She's just like under the seat. And I said, yeah, that's what she's trained to do. So then I sit there and I'm just like, okay, whatever. So then she's like, you know, her paws are sticking out a little bit into the aisle, and I move her completely under the seat. And I said, okay, you know. She's letting me know because she doesn't want anybody to step on her. So then, people start getting on the bus. And by this time, my dog is completely underneath the seat. Like, no part of her body is sticking out. And she was facing away from people's feet. Like, she was, her back was towards the aisle. So her head was, like, nowhere near anybody. And so people started to sit next to me. And this trainer lady was having a fit because she kept making everybody who sat next to me move. And she was like, no, there's a dog there, you have to move. And I told her, it's okay, my dog's not gonna do anything, they could sit there. And she's like, I know your dog's not aggressive, but I also know that it has teeth in its mouth, and if somebody makes it angry, it's gonna use those teeth and blah blah blah. And I'm just like, what? And she's like, it's not the fact that your dog's aggressive. She's like, it's just me. And I'm like, what? Okay, that didn't make sense, but whatever. So then Eric and Paulina have heard my rant like 3 times already, so that's why they're just...
I witnessed some of it.
Yeah, Paulina was there for some of it, so yeah. Anyway, so the whole ride, which is an hour bus ride...
Because of the training, and
because,
all.
Yeah, we were running really late. So the whole ride, bus ride to Chipotle, this lady at every single stop would make people get up, the ones that would go and sit next to me. She would make them get up because there was a dog. She'd, like, freak them out. People wouldn't even notice that I had a dog.
Until
that's how calm my dog is. Like, those who know me know how calm and how strict I am with my dog when she's working. Like, I see Paulina on a regular basis, and I don't even let them pet her. Like, I think they just barely first pet her. Paulina and Eric just pet Anise on her birthday. And I've been hanging out with them for, like, almost a year. Yeah, so they know how strict I am with her. They know I won't let
even acknowledge her because I'm not supposed to acknowledge her.
Yeah, like they know I don't let her get out of control, and if she does, I'm right on her. Like, you know, when she's not working, obviously it's different. She, you know, I play with her, whatever. But when she's working, I'm serious, and I, you know, it's strictly business. So I was, like, really annoyed, and when we were about to get off, I told Paulina, because I was mad, like, I wasn't gonna do it in a very nice way. I told Paulina, you have to ask the lady what her name is, because I'm about to complain. So then, Paulina, when we're getting off, asks the driver the trainer, what her name is, and I call RTA right away, and... I had never complained to RTA, and I've been taking the bus almost every day to school or wherever I have to go. And I have never, never, ever, ever had any issues. Like, in LA, it's different. I've had issues out there, and I've complained about it. But here in Riverside, I had never had issues with the Riverside Transit Agency. Like, I just, you know, they're always on time. You know, they're always very nice, polite, and very helpful. So, it just was, like, really surprising to experience that. And, so I called, and the guy that I spoke to... Oh, how much time do I have? I'm, like, just talking and talking.
My friend was 10 minutes ago that I finished. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I can't hear it. Okay, let me hurry up because I have like a minute and a half. So anyways, the guy I spoke to on RTA, at RTA said he was a supervisor. He gave me his name and everything. And I filed a complaint. I told him the whole story that I just told you guys, which is why I said Paulina has heard this story like 3 times. And he said he has a special needs kid. And he's like, I know you don't like to be pointed out or distinguished amongst other people because of your disability, and that was uncomfortable. And I said, it sure was. So he said he's gonna address the issue with whoever needs to be addressed, and they're gonna contact me back. So Paulina was like, no, they never do crap about it, blah blah blah. So we'll see what happens. They're supposed to contact me, so we'll see what happens. But I just had a rant about this because it really annoyed me, and I just, the whole way here was just, like, bad. So anyways, now we're enjoying yummy food at Chipotle, and we're probably off to no good now and be bad. So anyways, that was my rant for today, Audio Boo. And I'll talk to you all later. Say bye, guys.
Bye.